Confirmation. On Thursday last, when consecrating the chrism, the pontiff told us how, when the waters of the deluge had fulfilled their office of purifying the earth, the dove appeared, bearing an olive branch in her beak. It was a symbol of peace, and of the reign of him whose sacred name signifies the anointed. His name is Christ. Our neophytes have been purified from their sins by the water of baptism. They are now kneeling before the pontiff, awaiting the gift of the dove, and longing for the pledge of peace, whereof the olive is the symbol. The holy chrism has been already marked upon their heads, but then it was only a sign of the dignity to which they had been raised. Now it does more than signify grace. It works it in the soul. Neither is it in the power of a priest to give this anointing, which confirms the Christian. It requires the hand of a bishop, for he alone can consecrate the chrism. The neophytes are arranged before him, on one side the men, on the other the women. The infants are in their sponsor's arms. The adults place their right foot on the right foot of their godfather or godmother, showing, by this sign of union, their spiritual filiation in the church. The sight of this innocent flock gladdens the heart of the pontiff. He rises from his throne and thus addresses them. May the Holy Ghost come down upon you, and may the power of the Most High keep you from sin. Then, stretching forth his hands, he invokes upon them the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, whose action is to confirm in our neophytes the graces they have received in the font of baptism. Led by their sponsors, they come one by one before the bishop. Their faces express the eagerness wherewith they long to receive what will make them perfect Christians. The pontiff signs the forehead of each of them with the holy chrism, and by this he imprints an indelible character on the soul. The words he uses are these: I sign thee with the sign of the cross, and I confirm thee with the chrism of salvation, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Then, giving a slight blow on the cheek, which with the ancients was the sign of emancipating a slave, he signifies that the neophyte is admitted into the liberty of the children of God, and he says, Peace be with thee. The assistant ministers tie a bandlet round the forehead, so that nothing may touch the part which has been anointed with holy chrism. The neophytes have to wear this bandlet until the Saturday following, when they will lay aside the white garments received at their baptism. The night has passed away during the solemnization of these sublime mysteries. The hour has come for the glad celebration of the holy sacrifice in honor of our Lord's resurrection from the tomb. It is time for the pastor to lead back to the temple his happy flock, which has received such a glorious addition. It is time for him to give to his dear sheep the divine nourishment to which they have henceforth a claim. The gates of the baptistry are thrown open, and all return in procession to the church. The paschal candle, the pillar of fire, goes before the troop of neophytes, whose white robes glitter in the day dawn of Easter. The faithful people follow after the bishop and clergy, and all enter with an air of triumph into the church. During the procession, they again chant the canticle that was sung by Moses and the children of Israel after the passage through the Red Sea. The bishop repairs to the secretarium, where he is robed in the richest vestments of the treasury. During this interval, the cantors recommence the litany, repeating each invocation thrice over. According to the present arrangement of the liturgy, it is sung but once during the whole of today's service, that is, as soon as the clergy return to the choir after the blessing of the font, and each invocation is sung twice. In churches where there is no font, the litany is sung after the prayer which follows the 12th prophecy. And, as far as the words, Peccatores te rogamus audinos, the celebrant and ministers lie prostrate on the altar steps, praying for the neophytes, who are this day added to the church throughout the world. We here give the litany as it is now sung, with the additions that have been made to it at various times.